Good afternoon, Hulda.
Good afternoon.
Who won the Inuttirut Speak Off in Wiglet?
The first place and second place went to Nain, and the third place went to Wiglet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know their names?
I think it was Amber Suffragette come first, and Caroline Nooksa come second, and Shania Williams come third.
Okay. Do you know what was their topic?
I can't remember, but I know, I think Caroline's was when she had went on a trip to Honduras.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't remember what Amber was talking about and what Shania was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you think the students were feeling during their speech? Were they comfortable speaking?
Well, with my student, it was his first time at a speak-up, so he was a little bit nervous, but he done really good. And my other speaker, this was her third one, but she was still a little bit nervous, but she done really good too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know where the next Inuttirut speak-up will be?
I was thinking the next place is going to be Hopedale.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did the judges think about the students, about their speeches?
They had all really high percentages. The highest one was 99%. And my student, Ryan Anderson, he had 94%. And Paula Rice, my other speaker, she had 82%. So it improved from hers, improved from last year, her percentage-wise, eh?
Oh, okay.
So she done a lot better than she did last year. So I was really proud of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And were there any activities going on too as well?
Well, before the speak-up started, Ellen Adams, the native teacher in Wiglet, she had some of the kids sing O Canada and Labrador Mute. And she had a slideshow, but it couldn't work proper, the sound, so we just watched the pictures on big screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hulda, would you like to add anything else on this topic?
Yes, the speak-up was really good. It was really good, well-organized, and I was really proud of all the speakers because they tried their best, and I'm proud of them continuing on our culture and our tradition of speaking in Inuttirut.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Hulda, I'd like to thank you for this information about the Inuttirut speak-off, and have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Nakumik.
Nakumik. Atsunai.
Atsunai.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Ellen.
Good afternoon.
So, what was their topic?
Scotty, it went so fast, I can't remember. I know what Shania's was, because I helped her write hers, and hers was about her trip to Tongat Mountains. And I believe Caroline was talking about when she went down south somewhere.
How do you think the students were feeling during their speech? Were they comfortable speaking?
They were nervous at first, but once they started talking, they were good for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So was there a good turnout?
Oh, yes. We had to go and get more chairs and everything. There was quite a big turnout here.
And Ellen, would you like to say anything else on this topic?
I'd just like to say that all the students who came in did a wonderful job, and they should all be very proud of what they've done.
And I'd like to thank you for this information about the Inuttirut speak-off, Ellen, and have a nice day.
All right. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.